Thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi, good morning, Phil. This is Miranda Arnold, and I'm trying to log on to my account online for the first time.
Okay.
I haven't gotten a statement or anything yet, so I don't know what to put for my account ID or PIN.
Oh, I can help you with that, Miranda. You said you're trying to log in to your account for the first time?
Yes, I'm trying to register.
Okay. Sorry about that. One second. All right. I'm pulling up your stuff right now. Real quick, just as a form of verification, can you give me your service address?
5 Redwood Road, Belgrades, New York, 12477.
Thank you very much for that, Miranda. When was, you said you're still waiting on, you're just trying to set up your service and everything?
Well, my service is set up,
okay.
But I'm just trying to do the online portion now so I can log in and have everything online.
No worries about that. One more, a couple more details real quick. What is your phone number tied to the account?
I haven't memorized my new phone number yet, but I can give you my cell number. That's probably tied to the account.
I believe it is. Can you go ahead and give that to me just so I can verify?
845-532-7271.
That's the one that's tied to it. And what's the email address tied to the account as well?
manjo623@yahoo.
Thank you very much. Let me look into your care system real quick just to see if I can get that taken care of for you. So I can activate it from my end and on our end. That way it's activated for you so you are able to log in. Would you like me to do that for you today, Amanda? Miranda, sorry.
Sure. So I should probably get out of this window then?
Probably. Let's just...
It might be activated, but I don't know. You check.
Well, right now, it looks like one of our other systems is inside of it. It's called Checkpoint. It's the system we use to pretty much get your initial setup started. And it looks like our Checkpoint system is still inside of your account. Our team is trying to work around having this issue so that us agents can actually have access to those accounts, even if they're being worked on by the back-end systems.
Okay.
I did click activate. Are you sure? Yeah, I'm clicking OK. It's still not loading up for me, so it could be that because our backend system is inside of your account right now that it's essentially not letting me, you know, have access to it. From what I can tell, it's saying that it's working on a couple of discrepancies with just its back-end processes, so it's trying to work through those. It is an automated system, so that could take a little bit. Did you receive an email at that manjo 623@yahoo from Arch Top Fiber giving you instructions on how to set up your essentially, we call it eCare. It's essentially, it's your service account.
Yes. So Arch Top Fiber action required account registration. So that's what I clicked on.
Okay.
And then I did the click. Oh! I overlooked the password that you guys gave me. Okay, so maybe that is my problem.
That could be. And I believe that will be a temporary password that you'll be able to reset as soon as you're able to log in.
Okay, cool. All right, well, let me just do it with you on the phone if you don't mind.
I'll take your time. I'm right here for you at every step that you may need.
Okay, so that's the password, and then I can do my new password.
Just as a quick question, Miranda, while you're doing that, did you also get home phone service with us?
Yes.
Have you looked on to Arch Top Fiber and gone through our FAQs on how to set up your voice mailbox?
I have not.
I understand. The reason why I'm asking this is because on our end, we are able to hear when our customers have, you know, voicemails waiting for them in their mailbox. We get a beeping sound, and I am getting that beeping sound coming from your pretty much your phone service. It's essentially, it's just letting me know that you've got a voicemail waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to go to our FAQs, after you are able to log into your account, I can help you walk through it real quick. Just give me 1 second.
All right.
So if you want to do this for me real quick, click on support. It's right next to where that login button is at.
Hold on, let me see. Well, now that I'm in, I don't see the login.
You can always go back to the archtopfiber.com main page, and you should see that support button in the top right-hand corner.
I'm on the dashboard. Should I log out?
You don't have to log out. If you just go back to archtopfiber.com or click the Archtop Fiber logo, it should redirect you back to the main page.
Logo's not working. I'm under account summary for some reason. Let's see. My profile. Maybe my services. All I have is like make a payment, auto pay settings, report a problem.
Yeah, my headset fell off my head. if you just want to navigate back, just go up to the URL bar and just go to archtopfiber.com.
Okay.
Should give you our main page.
Okay. Alexa, turn off. Okay.
And then in the upper right-hand corner, you should see two buttons. One of them might, because you're signed in, it might just have, like, your account information, but then you want to click on support.
Yep, I see it now.
If you scroll down to the first orange bar after all of the drop-down questions, it says using Archtop residential phone/voice services. If you click into that, what that'll do, that'll actually give you pretty much all of our guides so that you can access your voicemail and how to work with all of this, pretty much all of like your caller ID, your phone transfer information. If you click on the subscriber guide, you should get a bit of, it should give you like a drop down. And if you scroll all the way to the bottom, I believe it's on page 87. I'm pretty sure that's what page it is on. It might be a little bit lower than that, but you'll see accessing your voicemail for the first time. It'll give you a step-by-step guide on how to set up your personalized message, as well as be able to check it and give you the directions on how to check it from other phones, such as like your cell phone.
Did you say quick reference guide or subscriber guide?
You can, if you click on the subscriber guide, that'll actually give
subscriber
you the guide. That'll give you all the information that's required for your phone services.
Okay.
And at the very, very bottom of that PDF, it's like 97 pages, I believe, is the instructions on how to access and set up your voicemail box.
Great. Awesome. Yes, I will do that. I didn't know that I had that. I thought of something actually that maybe is in this manual, or if you're familiar with it, you could help. From my new landline phone number now,
mm-hmm.
I am not able to call my mom's cell phone number. It gives me a message that it's out of service, but I can call from my cell phone and it's not out of service, it's fine. Reason this new landline number is not able to call her cell phone. Have you ever heard of that before?
I have not heard of that issue coming up. Again, it could be because, as I stated before, that our backend services are inside of your account, doing a few minor adjustments to finish off your installation and get you set up. So that could be part of the issue of the reason why you're not able to call just yet, is that backend system hasn't finished its process of making sure everything's done and taken care of.
Okay, so how much longer until you guys are out of there?
I couldn't tell you initially. It could be done in the next 5 minutes. It could be done in a couple hours. It could be not be done until tomorrow. They don't give us an estimate.
Okay.
We don't have access to the time frame of how long it takes those systems to work on our end, sadly.
Okay. Well, I'm in my account. I've got my reference guide now, so I can set up my voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's all I needed then.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, thank you. You've been great.
All right. Thank you very much for calling us here at Archetype 5 Miranda. If you have any other questions, please do not hesitate to reach out to us. We are available 24/7. You get live operators all times of the day. If you call between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m., you'll get one of our local representatives like myself. I'm actually here in Kingston, so I'm not that far away from you guys.
Cool.
So,
thank you.
You're quite welcome, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.